Pope Francis said that as a child, he heard a story of a family with a mother, father, many children, and a grandfather. The grandfather, suffering from Parkinson's disease, would drop food on the dining table and smear it all over his face when he ate. His son considered this disgusting. Hence, one day he bought a small table and set it off to the side of the dining hall so the grandfather could eat, make a mess, and not disturb the rest of the family. One day, the Pope said, the grandfather's son came home and found one of his own sons playing with a piece of wood. What are you making? He asked his son. A table, the son replies. Why? The father asks. It is for you, Dad. When you get old like Grandpa, I am going to give you this table. From that day forward, the grandpa was given a prominent seat at the dining table and all the help he needed in eating by his son and daughter-in-law. This story has done me such good throughout my life, said the Pope, who celebrated his 79th birthday on December 17 this year. Grandparents are a treasure, the Pope says. Often old age isn't pretty, right? There is sickness and all that, but the wisdom our grandparents have is something we must welcome as an inheritance. A society or community that does not value, respect, and care for its elderly members doesn't have a future because it has no memory. It's lost its memory, Pope Francis added. Dear friends, on the last Sunday or last weekend of the calendar year, we celebrate the Feast of the Holy Family. The scripture readings of today teach us how to bring up a family, consecrating and loving one another. One day, a little girl was sitting and watching her mother do the dishes at the kitchen. She suddenly noticed that her mother had several strands of white hair. She looked at her mother and inquisitively asked, Mom, why are some of your hairs white? Her mother wanted to teach her a lesson, and so she replied, Well, every time that you do something wrong and make me unhappy, one of my hair turns white. The little girl thought for a while and said, Mom, how come that grandma's head is full of white hair? Children learn from the elders. With them, it does not work to say, do as I tell and not as I do. Dear friends, the life messages, the liturgy of the word, as well as the feast of the Holy Family gives us the following messages. Firstly, we need to learn lessons from the Holy Family. The Church encourages all Christian families to look to the Holy Family for inspiration, example, and encouragement. Theirs was a model family in which both parents worked hard, helped each other, understood and accepted each other as God's gifts and raised the Son in human and divine wisdom. The Catechism of the Catholic Church reminds parents that they have a grave responsibility to give good example to their children as the Holy Family did by creating a home where tenderness, forgiveness, respect, fidelity, and disinterested service are the rule of the family. Catechism of the Catholic Church, number 2223. Secondly, we need to make our family a confessional rather than a courtroom. A senior judge of the Supreme Court recently congratulated the bride and groom during a wedding reception with a pertinent piece of advice. He said, "See that you never convert your family into a courtroom. Instead, let it be a confessional. If the husband and wife start arguing like attorneys in an attempt to justify their behavior, their family becomes a court of law and nobody wins. On the other hand, if the husband and the wife, as in a confessional, are ready to admit their faults and try to correct them, the family becomes a heavenly one." In the gospel passage today that we heard, simply said that they were overcome when they saw him, saw Jesus, but that said a lot about how Mary and Joseph felt the anxiety, the stress, the frustration, the anger. And we can certainly feel the seriousness of the tone in what Mary said to Jesus. "My child, why have you done this to us? See how worried your father and I have been looking for you." Yes, whether it is the Son of God or not, it was never easy to be parents, and it never will be. Yes, there is that fifth commandment, honor your father and your mother. But we all know that we have broken that commandment time and again. Yet, as much as the fifth commandment is directed at children, there is also an underlying spiritual aspect to it. This underlying spiritual aspect is that parents have this God-given authority over their children. Parents will have to exercise their spiritual authority over their children when they are ill, when they have gone wayward, when they are in trouble or in danger. Parents have this power to call upon God's protection and blessing over their children. As Pope John Paul II said, "As the family goes, so goes the nation, and so goes the whole world in which we live." Let us pray for the grace of caring for one another in our families, for each member of our parish family, and for all families of the Universal Church and for the entire world. May the good Lord bless all of us, all our families and members of the family. Amen.